Right, it's just coming up to 11:37. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, my guests in the studio, Adrian Phillips and David Charles, they're both in the Rotary Club of Brentwood, and they're here to talk about the Rotary Club, plus we're talking sewing machines. So good morning to you both.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. Nice to see you. I've had my summer.
Yeah, it's been lovely, isn't it? I'm glad to hear you've had a break.
Yeah, I did. I know. I think everyone in Brentwood's glad to hear that I had a break. And how are you?
I'm fine. You're right. I'm fine.
First time at Phoenix?
First time Phoenix, but I found it okay, and it's... enjoying it up to now.
Okay. Well, it's early yet.
He has warned me.
Before we talk about, we're going to be talking about Uganda and also the sewing machines as well. I'll let you have a little bit of a, had a little bit of a chat about it earlier before you came into the studio. But Adrian, tell us your role, and also, and then Charles, if you can tell us your role in the Rotary Club and how you both got involved.
Yeah, sure. I suppose it's back about 15 years ago I joined Rotary, and I've been president of our own club in Brentwood. There's 60 clubs in our district, in Essex and three in Hertfordshire. And for my sins, starting next July, I'll be district governor, looking after all of those clubs. So quite a big role coming up from next July. But nonetheless, I'm still a club Rotarian. I'm very proud to be a member of Brentwood Rotary Club. And we're involved there. There's about 50 of us in the Rotary Club of Brentwood. And we get involved in many things. I'll give a plug for Santa a bit later.
Yes, I was going to say, because Santa, as we know, if there's any small children listening out there, he's already been contacted by the Rotary Club, and they're just waiting for him to know he should be around at Brentwood Lighting Up.
Yes, he'll be there. We've got him coming. We've got the grotto ready in Sugar Hut, as last year, so we're really looking forward to Santa coming to see us and for the lighting up Brentwood. The guys are all ready, and we're going to be out on the high street in force, so that should be a great event. And I know Phoenix do a super job, they get involved as well.
And how much money did you raise last year?
Oh, about 2,500. It was a good day. The hot chocolate was going well, and the glue vine, so we had a lot of fun that day. And thanks to the generosity and kindness of the people of Brentwood, and they always kick us off to a good start before we get out on the street, round with Santa on the street collections, and that's when we come and see you on your doorstep and see the children, and that's a great collecting. And I suppose over the year, we over the Christmas period, we collect about 10,000, so it's a really worthwhile. And of course, all that money, every single penny, goes back to charity.
And that's all to different charities.
Different charities, yes. You know, the Little Havens Hospice, St Francis Hospice, SNAP, big supporters of SNAP. And so we get involved in lots of different ones, and of course other projects, some of our international projects as well.
Now, before we talk about some international project which you're involved in, both involved in, David Charles, tell us all about how you got involved with the Rotary Club.
I've been in Rotary even longer, 24 years.
Yep.
I ducked and dived for the first 20 years, and I became president 4 years ago. I had the longest standing record for avoiding being president. But it's been overtaken now. But no, I did enjoy the presidency. It was, and during my year, I was determined to make this Uganda project, which had started off, make it my main theme. And so I've taken over the foundation chairmanship now. I'm no longer president. And it's my ambition to make this run and run and run, because it's so worthwhile.
Now, you were talking about Uganda. You, as you mentioned, you do actually do loads of work locally for all the different charities. But you do all the Rotary Clubs all over the country get involved with different charities here and abroad. And the Brentwood, you're looking at developing in Uganda, aren't you? Can you tell us a little bit about what you're actually doing, and then we'll go on to the sewing machines, because I know you've actually been out to Uganda as well.
Do you want me to kick off?
Yeah.
It started 5 or 6 years ago. We have a partner club in Denmark, Nurazumbi, and we visit them every other year, and they visit us. And the two presidents were chatting, and the Danish president, Anders, had been out to Uganda with second-hand computers for deprived children out there. Our president at the time, Max, said, "Is there anything we can do?" And they scratched their heads, and they came up with the idea of sewing machines. For... most of the schools, you see, that we're dealing with were for orphan children, a bad start in life, and partially disabled, and particularly young girls. If they've got no skill to fall back on, they're not going to have much of a life. So we've had two batches of sewing machines that have gone out there in the last 5 or 6 years, probably about 80 total. And I thought, well, somebody ought to go out and see what's happening. We knew they were there, because Anders goes there to work two or three times a year. that we thought, well, we ought to go and have a look. So I was out there a year ago, and the success was phenomenal.
Mm.
Absolutely phenomenal. And our Danish friends said they were so impressed, they're going to try and collect some sewing machines now and send them out with us. And while I was out there last year, I met Kampala Central Rotary Club, which was a new Rotary Club to us. They were doing a lot of charity work in the outskirts of Kampala on even poorer schools. And when I saw their wish list the other month of what they want, it jumped out at me. Sewing machines.
Yeah.
We're going to look at sanitation and drainage and that sort of thing, and water, but no, sewing machines is the number one at the moment because it's so good. But they need essentially to be mechanical because there's not a lot of electricity out there.
Right, okay.
So we will send the odd electrical one out, or a mechanical one that's been converted to electrical, which we can convert back.
Yep.
But what I did find when I was there, that we are giving some away as well as leaving them in the schools, give the odd one away. And some children have already set up their own businesses.
Yeah.
It's absolutely brilliant. And when I go around the street markets and Kampala Central Market, there's lots of men, women, children working away on sewing machines, producing clothes, bags, all sorts of things. Mm. There's a great need.
Yeah.
So it really is, let's help them help themselves. And I think it's the best way.
And you are here today to actually ask if you do have, we'll be going through the specifications, what you require with sewing machines. If you've got one that you're going to chuck out and you're looking for the mechanical rather than ones that you plug in, so you're talking about the foot, is it the older...
Treadles are okay. Yep. We'll take those. They're a bit big, but we will take those. Best ones are the old Singer hand-operated ones. We will contact you. We will collect. We will get them shipped out there. We'll make sure they get to the right destination. I'll leave you my phone number a bit later. Ring me if I'm not there. Just leave your name and phone number, and I'll get back to you over the weekend.
And you get that collected. So if anybody's got
Rotarians will collect them from you at your convenience.
Yeah, and as you said, it makes a huge amount of difference because obviously it's a skill for life.
Yeah,
you can probably set up and work anywhere, so you don't have to stay where you are. Can work anywhere.
That's right.
And it's especially for young girls, as they would be probably destitute if they didn't have any. They don't have any funds of supporting themselves. They don't have a welfare system like we do here. There's not any.
No. I don't know the percentage, but I would say the majority of people in Uganda are self-employed one way or another in agriculture or small industry.
Mm.
I mean, it is another world.
Yep.
You know, you see it on television, you see it on films, but it doesn't really prepare you for what you see when you get there.
Yeah,
it came as quite a shock.
Yeah. And
it
how,
really did.
How lucky we are in the UK. Sometimes we don't think we are, but we're very lucky to...
Yeah, I've got a few friends who say, oh, Britain's becoming a third world country. No. Go out there and look at that. We are incredibly well off.
Yeah.
Our most deprived children are princes and princesses compared with those out there, honestly.
Yeah.
They really are.
And that we've got education here, we've got the health service, haven't we? We are very lucky.
Yeah, however bad we may think it is, it's so much better than what they've got.
I think the nice thing we can do, Michelle, of course, is you give us your machines, we make sure they get installed at the other end. We take them out, Rotary ship them. Rotary ship them with our Danish friends. We ship them out along with the computers. We're out there. We see them installed. We actually built a dormitory building while we were there. We refurbished the room that the first batch of machines went into.
Mm.
So they're actually set up, not in a pile in the corner. They're set up. They're working. They're doing what it says on the tin.
Yeah.
We've delivered them. They're there. And so we want some more to go and do exactly the same in some other poorer schools as well. Now that we've got the connection and got a Rotary connection in Uganda as well. So we've got both ends covered. And we think we can deliver. So people entrusting their machines to us, kindly donating them to us, we'll make sure they get put to a real good use.
And so the good thing about the people in Uganda is they will know more precisely than us the exact schools that are in greater need, because we're relying on Anders going out there once or twice a year and scouting around. They will have all the information, which will be so helpful to us.
Yeah. So we're looking for sewing machines. If you've got a sewing machine, you don't use it anymore, it's taking up a load of space. As you said, the ones that have got the pedal ones are better than the electric ones. The Rotary Club will come pick that up from you. They'll also make sure that it gets out to Uganda. It's going to a really worthy cause, and you know that the actual item that you give is actually going to go to the place that it says it's going to go. That's really important as well, if you are donating, that you know it's going to get there. Are you looking for anything like materials or stuff, or is it, at the moment, it is just the sewing machines?
It is sewing machines. Obviously, some of them come with spare needles and all these things that ladies would know about, and I don't. But any equipment like that. Sometimes you get a machine which is not 100%, but we send it out there because it's good for spare parts.
Yep.
So, yes, anything like that, but we're concentrating on sewing machines at the moment.
Yep, and that's a good point. If it's not working, you can still give you guys a call because, it, as you said, spare parts are always needed.
And we have facilities in the club, three or four ladies who have taught needlework and that. They will make sure they're working, and we do a little bit of a service on them before they go out there.
Yep.
Yeah, we did that last time.
Now, if you want to find out more about the Rotary Club, you can go to all the W's at brentwoodrotary.org.uk, and you can get involved, because you always like to have new members joining you.
Always looking for new members anywhere in the district. As I say, there's a Rotary Club near you. There's three in Brentwood, so we're always looking for new members in Rotary. Fun, fellowship, giving up a bit of time, bit of a commitment to get involved, but getting involved in things that change your community.
Yep.
I think it's important. And if it isn't fun and fellowship, we don't do it.
No. Well, thank you very much for coming in. I can't wait to see Santa at Christmas, because he's going to be there at the Sugar Hut. He's got a very good taste, doesn't he, going to the Sugar Hut as well?
Well, they're very kind. They'd always let us go in there, and mums and dads like to go in there with the children, so that's where Santa's going to be. Couldn't be anywhere
else. And
he's going to be in the courtyard on the 29th. I know that Phoenix will be playing all day there as well, but it's good event, and a big start for us and our fundraising for Christmas. Excellent. So that will be a good one.
Okay, and when are you going out to Uganda with the sewing machines? When were you taking this bit out?
We won't take them out. What we will do is take them to Denmark probably early next year. And when they've got something going out, they have friends in the freighting industry who will always find a corner of a container, so they go out there for nothing. We like them going for nothing.
Yeah.
So it'll probably be next year.
Yeah.
And then we will warn our friends in Uganda that they're coming, and they will meet them at the docks or wherever, or Anders will be out there and make sure they get to the proper schools.
Yeah.
So it'll be next year. It'll be next year. Yeah.
Excellent.
Did you want my... Do people want my phone number?
I will put it. You can give it out on there now, but I will actually get it up on the website as well. So if you like, if you do have a sewing machine, don't worry if it's not in working condition, because it can be used for spares as well. They're looking for not so much the electrics, but the manual sewing machine. Yeah. So if you've got one you want to get rid of, or one that isn't working, they can use it for spare parts. You can give David a call, and do your number.
David Charles, 01702 345 115. If I'm not there, just leave your name and phone number on the answer machine. Not a great story, just the briefest of detail, else it'll get clogged up.
You've obviously heard me leaving messages before.
No.
Not that I go on. Thank you both very much for coming in, and for all the good work you do for Brentwood local charities and abroad as well.
Thanks for having us, Michelle.
We'll be seeing Sandra at Christmas.
Well done.
Lovely. Thank you very much. Right, just coming up to 11:50. We're going to do some ads, and I'll be back after this.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM. You may know Northwood.